Dreamscape presents Christmas Wolf Surprise by Terry Spear. Narrated by Mackenzie Cartwright. Chapter 1. Christmas Day was a little over a week away, and Red Wolf Shifter's Maverick Wilding and his older twin brother Josh were setting up their reindeer exhibit at a shopping mall in Astoria, Oregon, when they saw a competing Oregon reindeer ranch staff arrive to set up its own display with four sexy female elves and Santa. Maverick and Josh frowned at the lines of kids waiting to see the Calypso reindeer ranch Santa, some of the dads appearing more interested in Santa's elves.
"Hell," Josh said, "I can't believe they keep showing up at the same locations we are."
"To piggyback on our business," Maverick said,
motioning to the kids and parents, excited to see the reindeer calves he and Josh had brought. But this was the third damn time the Calypso Ranch personnel had arrived at one of the locations they'd booked with local businesses and tried to steal the show out from under them.
"They're watching our schedule that's posted on all the social media sites. And since we scheduled these a year in advance and wanted the most media coverage for the buck, they're using our promotions to bring our customers to their camp. They must have signed up at the locations we scheduled right after we did."
Maverick wished they could somehow stop the trend from continuing.
"We're not resorting to using sexy elves to boost our sales," Josh said.
Maverick chuckled.
"Hardly. Bringing the reindeer calves this time has really changed the dynamics. The kids, and most of the adults, want to see the calves."
"Yeah, they're not here to see sexy elves."
"Exactly."
Even so, Maverick wanted to turn into his wolf and chase off the other reindeer ranch hands. When they signed contracts for next year, Maverick and Josh would ensure that the place hosting them signed a clause that stated they would be the only ones providing a reindeer exhibit at that time in that place. But for now, they couldn't do much about the situation through the rest of the holiday season. Then a dark-haired, middle-aged man and woman came up to speak with them, smiling, then frowning. They looked vaguely familiar to Maverick, but he couldn't place them. Not with all the people they saw over the years at these exhibits.
"Hey, you own the reindeer, don't you?" the man asked.
"Yeah,"
Maverick said, shaking his hand.
"I'm Maverick Wilding of Wilding Reindeer Ranch, and this is my twin brother, Josh.
Andy and April Reynolds. We are the radio show hosts for Wild Times Radio Show. You probably don't remember us."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?